in there?
Well, people were living down there already.
When you come to a town, you got introduced to each other.
Your uncle, I imagine, helped you too.
Yes. In a small town, you usually know each other. And when a newcomer comes in right away, he's brought into the shul or to the organization. And it takes much less time to get acquainted than you do in a big city.
Were you friendly with the non-Jewish people then,
oh,
too?
Oh, yes.
How did you meet the non-Jews?
Well, through the organization, like the Chamber of Commerce. Then I belonged to Elks, or the Eagles, the Library, Chamber of Commerce.
Some of these people that you met when you first came over, are you still friendly with them?
Yes.
You see them, are they social friends or business friends or?
Well, they're different groups, like in the chamber, we have business. It comes like to organization like the Rotary or something. We meet every week, we get acquainted. We become friends. When we make affairs, we invite the Gentiles to our houses. When they make affairs, sometimes we go to their houses. We are more closer in a small town between the Gentiles like we are in a big city.
Mm-hmm. You have family in Pittsburgh. Would you say you were close socially with them? You celebrate Seders together?
Yes.
And other holidays? When you're over your first 5 years in Pittsburgh, did you write, say, you maintained your bonds with the people in Europe?
Yeah, I had the parents that time in Europe. I used to write them often. Yeah.
Are you an American citizen?
Yeah, after 5 years.
When did you first vote?
As soon as I got my papers, 5 years later.
Do you remember who you voted for?
That time? I don't remember who was there. I remember I voted for Roosevelt, and before Roosevelt, who was that president before Roosevelt?
Hoover.
Hoover, yeah. Yeah, he was right.
Hoover, yes.
He was a Republican president.
Before Hoover was Harding.
What party do you belong to?
Well, truth, I belong to the original. I belonged at first to a Republican, but now I'm a Democrat. All depends how the city went that time. And the truth, as it is now, I vote for the man. I don't know where I vote for the party exactly.
Were you ever active in the party?
No.
Mm. When did you first meet the person that you married and how?
Oh, that going back a good many years. 19th. I was introduced to her, to my friend who used to, a fellow who used to sell me furniture, introduced me the first time to. She was born and raised here in Pittsburgh.
Do you remember the year?
Yes, 1921.
She was born and raised in Pittsburgh. How old were you?
I mean, I got to figure out that. Let's see, I was about 26 or 27.
And do you remember how old she was?
Couple of years younger.
And what was the date of your marriage? The year is fine.
I know it was in June.
How old is Lenny?
18th of June. 25. Or the year was 1922.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah,
it's
going on
1922.
And you were married in this country?
Yeah, I was married right in Pittsburgh.
And how long had you known each other before you were married?
A little over a year. Chatham,
yeah.
Matchmakers. The same as here, you know.
So in other words, you sought her out, right? This was purely, was this you asked her, right? This
was
not, this was not an arranged marriage.
Oh, no.
Your wife was born in this country.
Here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Did any of your friends marry women that weren't Jewish at the time?
No, that time I don't remember any of my friends. I would say now you hear more about it, but years ago I didn't think it was very seldom.
How would you have felt about marrying somebody that wasn't Jewish?
You mean I personal?
Yeah.
My person doesn't believe in it. I don't think they could ever be happy. And if they raise a family, I think the families would be confused. They wouldn't know where they belonged. I'm not taking it as a religious point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it as a practical point.
Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. Can you remember any of your adjustments in those days?
The first few years.
No,
we didn't have no trouble. We had to naturally do like you do now. You have to give and take.
What were the most important, who made the important decisions in your home?
You mean now or before?
Always.
No, I believe it should be a boat, you see. Decisions should not be made by one. but I think the man should carry the most responsibility.
Was this the same way that it was in your parents' home?
I would say yes. Was the same way. That's the way you learn. You learn at home.
In other words, your father?
My father and mother were very happy. I never had any serious problem. We never had it. And I think my children and I never had any problems. And I hope my grandchildren shouldn't have any, so.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
Children, they all went to college.
Did they receive a Jewish education?
As much as possible, because in Manassas we didn't have, but we always had, we went to Sunday school
and to Hebrew school.
Yeah.
And were the boys bar mitzvah?
Oh, yeah.
What about the girls?
No, that time wasn't bas mitzvah, that time.
Was there any significant difference that you can think of between the way you were raised and the way your children were raised?
Well, it all depends which way, you know. Naturally, my children had a better education than I did. They had an easier life than I did. They were more living in a better atmosphere than we lived that time. Now, when I lived with my parents, we lived better than the majority of the people lived, but still far away. That we could say the way life that I give my children, I didn't have the same. Like I had 18, when I was 18 years, I had to go ahead and came here by myself. When I was 20 years, I opened up the store and I had a responsibility all the time.
Mr. Stern, can you remember any problems that you had dealing with your children because you were an immigrant to this country?
Not as I know of. I think I was always knew what the children wanted. I don't ever remember putting a hand on my children, never. You know, my children always gave me respect. If I would go over again, I wouldn't want any difference. If I would get the same thing.
No, I'm like dealing with the schools or that they were in.
No, they were all, I would say, the upper grade. There was one daughter. She ended the high school. She should be first, but she was third in her class. And I think the rest of them. You think I had one, Danny? He was, I think, the highest in the nation in debating. Right? And all the rest of them has the same, but they all was outstanding at school. We expected that, and they always did. They had good grades, never had any troubles putting them through college. They always accepted in the best colleges, Northwestern. And one boy was in
University of
Pennsylvania, so we never had any problem. But they made out applications, they were accepted practically in all the schools. So we didn't have any problems. But what problem they had in school, I don't know. Oh, I was proud of my family. We raised them nice, and they respected me, and I'm proud of them now.
Well, I want to thank you very, very much.
So I was glad that...
Very interesting.
See, they learned something they didn't know before of me.
I heard little bits of all these things, you know, but it was really very
I'm going to get this information, but when they publish this book, you know, there'll be no names or anything, because it's just going to be a history, you know, of the... So your name is Stone.
Sam Stone. No, you're not going to publish the name.
No, no. The name will never be mentioned. And...
Yeah, we have done that. What?
You're 73, aren't you?
Yeah, I was born in 1894.
And the year you arrived in the United States?
It's 1912.
And the year you arrived in Pittsburgh would be
1912.
Yeah, but then you came back.
I came back, yeah.
Yeah. Salt Lake City.
Yeah. And the section you came from was Austria.
The exact town was it?
What?
The exact town.
Well, it was, the town was Stree.
How do you spell that?
S-T-R.
The tape recorder's off.
S-T-R-E-E.
Then you heard Lemberg.
The town is the tape recorder is not off. This is just as important as the rest of it. I mean, this is a pinpoint.
Well, I thank you so much. I really do.
If anything that'll help, be more than glad.
Well, can you think of anything else?
Well, really, no. Life goes on the same way. Of course, it's changes. Like you would go back, I don't know about your parents. Naturally, your parents maybe lived maybe a different life than you lived.
She didn't have any parents. They fond her of her damn rock.
And their parents lived entirely a different life too. But with some people, it was much a change, a big change. With other ones, it was not much of a change. You just stepped up, living a little bit better, and so on. But
well, there was a big adjustment. You had to tear yourself away from your parents. You moved away. You left your parents. I mean, they were in Europe, and you came to America. And this was this is the thing I think that's significant, because you started out as a new person.
But you see, you strived for it. It wasn't that they pushed me away. I was anxious to get away from it, you see. Just the same like you're going to, say, to public school. You go to college.
Yeah, but didn't every Jew try to get away? Because the old life was somewhat repressive.
Well, you see, there are certain Jews, when you were satisfied with life down there, you wasn't aggressive enough. You were satisfied to live down there. You know, you didn't care. Of course, when you make changes, it's a hardship. So, but when you become aggressive and you hear how people live somewhere else, when you go away, you know that you're making a big change. But you strive for it, and you take it as it comes.
Tell me, could you do it at 70 years of age as easily as you did at 18?
No, there's a lot of things that you've done in 18. You can do it at 70. I can't run as fast.
No, I mean, I'm just asking. I know. I mean, if you had to do it again.
This is going on too.
This is going on. I mean, this is my own. I mean, I'm interested for myself now.
No, you're fine.